Flip some papier on the t-shirt and here today's date is 07/23/2022. Dictation is for Connie Baldwin. Baldwin spells B-A-L-W-I-N. Connie spells C-O-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 12/11/1959. 63-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of opioid use disorder. She's on Suboxone. She's here for follow-up for this condition. A medication refill. She stated since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph. Review system. Patient reports right here. Pain. State that she has long history of otitis media and symptoms are similar, period. She denies trauma, says pain is 8 out of 10, increase with nothing, decreases with nothing, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat 98% of room air, blood pressure is 143/71, blood pulse 116, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal sinus, period. Next paragraph, ear, right ear, dull TM, TM is erythematous with purulent fluids, negative tragal tug, no erythematous or erythematous external ear canal, no mastoid tendinitis, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She has ontology, gait, this is chronic. Next paragraph, neuro-alert oriented tendency, recurring alert, street tendency, normal motor and sensory functions, and normal mood and affect a normal period. Next paragraph, assessment of gland. Assessment number one is otitis media, right? Assessment number two is opioid use disorder. Assessment number three, medication refill period. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not support drug-seeking behavior or medication diversion period. A urine drug screen reveals positive of buprenorphine, which she takes as part of this program. All other variables are negative, period. Prescription or medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone 8/2 mg SL-FIM. She will take 1 FIM SL 30 days, minimum 30. No refills. Next medication, amoxicillin 500 mg. She will take 1 POBID for 10 days, number 20. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.